COVID-19 case numbers in St. Albert have dropped, the province reported on June 1. Data from the province gathered from May 24 to May 30 showed the 7-day case rate per 100,000 was 46 compared to the 70.2 reported on May 25. The province reported there were 32 new COVID cases in St. Albert from May 24 to May 30 compared to the 49 cases reported the week prior. There have been no new COVID deaths. The number of St. Albertans who have died from COVID remains at 83. Sturgeon County COVID cases increased by one case last week. The province reported the 7-day case rate per 100,000 was 32.2. The week before, the province reported the 7-day case rate was 28.6. The number of new COVID cases in the county was 9, compared to the 8 cases reported on May 25. There have been no new COVID deaths in the county. The number of people who have died from the virus remained at 18. Morinville also saw a slight increase in COVID cases. Data from the province reported on June 1 showed the 7-day case rate per 100,000 was 52.6 compared to the 43.8 reported the week prior. There were 6 new COVID cases in Morinville as reported by the province on June 1, compared to the 5 reported by the province the week prior. The number of people who have died from COVID in Morinville remained at 17. The average PCR test positivity rate from May 24 to May 30 was 16.91% compared to the 17.5% reported the week prior. The total number of people hospitalized with the virus in Alberta was 931, as reported by the province on June 1. The week prior, the province reported there were 1,040 people hospitalized with COVID. The number of people in ICU with COVID also dropped slightly. The province reported there were 29 people admitted to the ICU compared to the 31 reported last week. The province is reporting 51 more COVID deaths in Alberta. There have been 4,558 people who have died from the virus since the beginning of the pandemic. The province has shifted the timing of COVID updates. On May 25, Health Minister Jason Copping said the in-person updates will occur every second week, with a tentative date set for June 6. We'll confirm the exact date as soon as possible based on Dr. Hinshaw's schedule and mine, he said.